What is LASIK? The eye and vision errors. The cornea is a part of the eye that helps focus light to create an image on the retina. It works in much the same way that the lens of a camera focuses light to create an image on film. The bending and focusing of light is also known as refraction. Usually, the shape of the cornea and the eye are not perfect, and the image on the retina is out of focus, blurred, or distorted. These imperfections in the focusing power of the eye are called refractive errors. There are three primary types of refractive errors: myopia, hyperopia, and astigmatism. Persons with myopia have more difficulty seeing distant objects as clearly as near objects. Persons with hyperopia have more difficulty seeing near objects as clearly as distant objects. Astigmatism is a distortion of the image on the retina caused by irregularities in the cornea or lens of the eye. Combinations of myopia and astigmatism, or hyperopia and astigmatism, are common. Glasses or contact lenses are designed to compensate for the eye's imperfections. Surgical procedures aimed at improving the focusing power of the eye are called refractive surgery. In LASIK surgery, precise and controlled removal of corneal tissue by a special laser reshapes the cornea, changing its focusing power. Before surgery, if you wear contact lenses, it is a good idea to stop wearing them before your baseline evaluation and switch to wearing your glasses full time. Contact lenses change the shape of your cornea for up to several weeks after you have stopped using them, depending on the type of contact lenses you wear. Not leaving your contact lenses out long enough for your cornea to assume its natural shape before surgery can have negative consequences. If you wear soft contact lenses, you should stop wearing them for 2 weeks before your initial evaluation. Toric soft lenses are rigid permeable RGP lenses. You should stop wearing them for at least 3 weeks before your initial valuation. Hard lenses, you should stop wearing them for at least 4 weeks before your initial evaluation. Your doctor should perform a thorough eye exam and discuss whether you are a good candidate, what the risks, benefits, and alternatives of the surgery are, what you should expect before, during, and after surgery, what your responsibilities will be before, during, and after surgery. You should have the opportunity to ask your doctor questions during this discussion. You should not feel pressured by your doctor, family, friends, or anyone else to make a decision about having surgery. Carefully consider the pros and cons. The day before surgery, you should stop using creams, lotions, makeup, and perfumes. Also before surgery, arrange for transportation to and from your surgery and your first follow-up visit. On the day of surgery, your doctor may give you some medicine to make you relax. Because this medicine impairs your ability to drive and because your vision may be blurry, even if you don't drive, make sure someone can bring you home after surgery.